Welcome back to Current State from WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Digital News Director Reginald Hardwick. Family and justice are two of the storylines behind a documentary film debuting October 15th on HBO. It is produced by Rudy Valdez, an award-winning filmmaker and Lansing native. For his film, The Sentenced, Rudy turned the cameras inward on his family and looked at their struggles with the criminal justice system. And Rudy joins me now by Skype. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I know you're in New York right now. Real quickly, tell me about your upbringing here in the Lansing area and how you ended up being a filmmaker.
Was born and raised in Lansing, Michigan. I went to Lansing Eastern High School, went to Lansing Community College, went to Michigan State University, and did enjoy my time there. And it's so funny, I moved to New York now 15 years ago to sort of challenge myself as an artist and as a storyteller. You know, I wasn't a filmmaker when I left. I was an actor and a writer. But it's so funny, the most powerful story that I've told to date is a story that I told in Lansing. You know, it's a story from back home. And I do think that my upbringing and the people that I came in contact with, the amazing people that I was fortunate enough to have in my life in the Lansing community, all are that foundation of who I am as a person, and I think also as a storyteller.
Your documentary, The Sentence, deals with your sister Cindy, a mother to three young girls being taken to prison for a first-time offense. Tell me how that happened.
So, you know, Cindy was the girlfriend of somebody who was dealing drugs, and ultimately, unfortunately, he was murdered. You know, his drug ring was taken down, and my sister was not arrested immediately. We acknowledged, and she acknowledged, that she'd made some mistakes in her life, but that she was given an opportunity now to really turn that around. You know, she got her life on track. She met a new person and got married and had two kids, and was actually pregnant with her third when the government came and arrested her and indicted her on these charges. And, you know, she was eventually found guilty under the conspiracy laws, which is, you know, saying she had knowledge of a crime and she didn't go to the police. So in essence, she was charged with all of the crimes because she was living in the house. Now, they allowed her, after she was found guilty, to go home because, again, she was pregnant during this time. She reported back to sentencing 6 weeks after her youngest daughter was born and was sentenced to 15 years for a first-time nonviolent offense.
There's a moment when your niece is preparing for a dance recital and your sister calls from prison. Let's listen to that part of the trailer, and then I have a question on the other side.
Hello?
This call is from a federal prison.
Here.
Hello, Mom.
I love you, princess.
And do you know why Mom isn't there?
The kids that lived with her were doing bad things, and that's why she's there, because she was actually with those kids.
So basically, I lived in the home. I didn't sell these drugs. I didn't buy these drugs. I'm the girlfriend. Any crimes that he committed while we lived together, I was charged with.
The minute she heard that door knock, and he said they had a warrant for her arrest, and I turned around and saw her, you know, hugging the kids. That was tough because she knew already.
What we cannot wrap our heads around as a family, as her brother, as her children, is the sentence that she received.
Missing my daughters grow up. That's what I was sentenced to.
I carry your heart, right?
Mm-hmm, and I carry your heart.
As a filmmaker and the uncle to the girls, how did you keep going through heartbreaking moments like that?
It was that moment that I'd flown back to record my sister's oldest daughter's dance recital, and I was there while she was getting ready for it, and my sister called completely unexpectedly, completely organically, and I remember even when she called, wondering, should I stop recording? Like, is this, you know, I almost did. And then I kept recording and I caught that line where Cindy says, do you know what mommy's going to do when you go to dance? I'm going to lay down in my bed. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to think about you. That moment is the precise moment that I became a filmmaker, that this became a documentary. And it was because I realized that I had an opportunity to tell a story that you don't normally get to hear. You don't get to hear about the children left behind when you read about these sentences. You don't get to hear about the families left behind and the communities left behind, all of the other people serving this sentence. And I didn't know how or what that meant, but I knew that I had to tell this story. And it quickly came to me that it was going to be a documentary. I didn't know what that meant, so I literally bought Filmmaking for Dummies, and I dove headfirst into documentary because I wanted to tell this story.
We are talking via Skype with Rudy Valdez, a Lansing native and award-winning filmmaker whose new documentary about his sister's incarceration on a first offense called The Sentence debuts on October 15th on HBO. President Barack Obama commuted your sister's sentence in 2016. How is she doing right now?
You know, she's doing well. She's doing well. You know, it's an evolving answer. You know, when she came home and has had sort of an extended honeymoon with, you know, coming home under the clemency and then the film being finished and it being accepted into Sundance. And then, you know, ultimately now it's going to be on HBO. So she hasn't had to sit back and look at life. But I will say, you know, while she's doing really well now and spending a lot of time with the kids, and everything is going great right now, it remains to be seen. You know, I think the ramifications of this sentence are going to be very long lasting, and we're not going to know for 5 or 10 years what this does. I think especially to the girls, you know, they had their mom gone throughout their entire childhood, and I can't, you know, I'd be naive to think that it's not going to affect them and their future relationships and the way they navigate this world. So right now they're doing really well and creating new memories. But you know, I think the fight is just beginning in a lot of ways.
What would you say to someone who says, don't do the crime, don't do the time?
You know, I think that attitude of don't do the crime, don't do the time is a very naive attitude. And I think that we need to look at larger systematic issues that are creating these crimes and creating these times and really understand what it's doing. Because I think while we look at this and we think, oh, this is a system that needs to change and we need to vote and we need to understand who is in position to change these laws that are clearly not working for everyone. They are working for some people. And, you know, we have to understand that we as a society can no longer just be okay with it happening to other people and being okay with it not happening to us. And you know, we have to think of other people. We can no longer as a society be okay with people profiting on the backs of, you know, disenfranchised, mainly brown and black people. You know, I think that the fact that we are profiting off of this is such a speaks volumes about us as a society and our country. You know, I think if people weren't allowed to profit off of all this, then our approach to incarceration would be much different, that we would focus on the important things such as actual rehabilitation and not using this crazy punitive system in order to create more beds, in order to make more money, in order to, you know, create this vicious cycle within our communities that keep these beds full. Like, we need to look at it with a holistic viewpoint and not a profitable one.
Rudy, you've recently screened this film in Lansing. What did your family think? Did you watch it with them?
I did watch it with the family, and it was just amazing because regardless of Sundance and HBO, which I'm obviously over the moon about, and I'm so happy with the success of the film and how it's being received, I made this film for my family so that they could see the reflection of how they were able to make them through this. And I promised them, like I said, that if they allowed me to tell their story, I would make something good. And it's been wonderful to watch them watch their story resonate with people and hopefully make some change.
Thank you, Rudy Valdez, award-winning filmmaker and Lansing native, for joining me via Skype from New York City.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And his documentary about his sister's incarceration upon a first offense and the effect on their family is called The Sentence. It debuts Monday, October 15th at 8 p.m. on HBO.